Hello, my audiobook friends. It's October 2nd. It's just a hair's breadth after 5 o'clock. I'm walking over to the school to pick up my daughter. Ended up working from home today. And at 4 p.m., I decided to fire up a Google Hangout for the Hubble Space Telescope. For those of you out there who are big astronomy buffs, if you go to Google Plus and type up Hubble Space Telescope, you'll find one there that offers Google Hangouts. Sorry about that. I just watched some guy go right through a stop sign. Okay. All right. So one of the side effects of sort of shutting myself off from the news of the world is, of course, this whole impending U.S. government shutdown. Unbeknownst to me, it has happened. And how I found out was today, on the Google Hubble Hangout, one of the questions that the host asked of one of his guests was, how is it that even though NASA is shut down, which of course stunned me when he said that, but how is it that the STSI, right? The Space Telescope Science Institute can stay open. Well, it seems that the Space Telescope Science Institute is a subcontractor to NASA. So that's why they can stay open. So, yeah, my NASA site has gone down. No NASA TV. No NASA news. It's funny, I was noticing that ever since yesterday, and normally I get probably a dozen or so NASA news emails every day, and I didn't get any today. In fact, my email was particularly quiet over the span of the day, which is very unusual, and now I know why. Oh well, I just hope this shutdown doesn't last too long. Because I'm sure, you know, my not having NASA is just a minor inconvenience. But I'm thinking of all those people that are employed in the government and all those companies that rely on government funding or government activity that aren't getting it. Wow. Anyhow, okay. I'm almost at the school now. It's an absolutely gorgeous day. I almost feel like stopping and just taking it all in, but we're actually bringing our daughter to a open house for a high school. Yeah, I mean, she's in grade 5, and as you'll hear in an audio boo that I'm going to post, she's already talking about the grade 6 dance, graduation dance from elementary school. And now we're thinking about her high school. And it feels like yesterday that we brought her home from the hospital when she was born. Incredible how quickly time flies. I hope there's not too much wind being picked up by the microphone. It's a breezy day, not very windy, but just a nice breeze. And I was wrapping up my work for the day. I was working from home, so I set myself up in the kitchen. I got 2 screens, my laptop, and the whole. And yeah. notice how warm it was in the house. I had to turn down the air conditioner a bit. All right, well, I guess that's it. The wind is starting to pick up, and I'm sure the microphone's hearing it, so I will catch you all later.